And I was, I mean, I would have laughed if you came to me when I was in the 10th grade or 11th grade and told me that you will be sitting in Singapore one day talking to children as an actor. I would have been like, yeah, okay, haha. But, you know, here's where I am. So, I have to say that I got very lucky because even though I've worked with big and established actors, they've both been extremely giving and generous, as have my directors. So I never felt, of course, there was personal intimidation, you know, that I felt within myself, like in a van or by myself at home. I used to be like, oh my God, you know, I'm working with these actors and these directors. And, you know, it was a little nerve-wracking. But when I walked onto set, whether it was with Sushant and Gattu sir or with Ranveer and Rohit sir, there was no space for intimidation because they were so welcoming. They never made me feel inferior at all, which of course I was. I'm a rank newcomer. I've never even done like a film making course. I've done theater in school, which is totally different. You know, college level theater is not Bollywood at all. I didn't even, I mean, and even though my parents are actors, the first set that I really went on was the set of Kedarnath. So, I mean, I was very, very overwhelmed. And I think that there are two ways you can go, you know. Either when you're working with such senior people, you can let the pressure get to you, or you can just aspire to learn from them. And I got really lucky because they were so keen on teaching me. There wasn't a single day where Sushant and Ranveer made me feel like anything uncool, you know. I was always welcomed, always encouraged, and Gattu sir and Rohit sir were just a blast. So I got lucky. I feel that, you know, no matter which institute you belong to, I was in Dhirubhai Ambani International School. Then I was in Columbia University. Now I'm part of the Indian film industry. I feel that no matter which institution you're part of, you just have to give your 100% and you have to respect it. And once that happens, most of your job is kind of done. You know, you have to respect the books that you read. You have to respect the teacher that's teaching you. You have to respect the set that you're on. You have to respect the director that's directing you. You have to respect, the same way as you respect your classmates' opinion, you respect your co-actors' reactions. And it's not very different.